Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 75 from July the 3rd, 1993. We are once again in the same venue, so you're not going to get any of Doc's demographics since we're still here. I believe we're on week four at this same venue. The crowd is not only quiet, but they are beginning to thin from what I can see after a four-hour marathon TV tape. And I'm sitting here, as usual, with Doc Turner, Hardbody Hopper. We're bullshitting right now because it's still 2 days before New Year's Eve, and it kind of sucks when you live in or live around Dallas, Texas, and you can't buy liquor on New Year's Eve because it is on a Sunday. And also, generally throughout any other time of year, you can't buy beer before noon on a Sunday. Not that I'm a beer drinker. But anyway, that was some of the pre-show discussion we were having. Doc, how you doing this week, man? You all right?
Well, I'm a little concerned, I got to tell you, because even when we've had multiple tapings in one location, there's still usually a graphic up underneath the Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Right. Yeah.
That tells you where we are. If we lose that, I lose one of my gimmicks.
Well, you know where we're at. You can see from the building.
But what happens next week when we move, jackass?
Oh, no. They'll show it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. They show it. They showed it at the beginning of this one. Whenever we first came here,
I can just use generalities and make fun of these people. But I like to have data to bring to the table to really, really dig the point home that these people are substandard pieces of shit.
That's nice.
For the record, I feel like I have to say this. Most people in New Orleans, Louisiana are pieces of shit, and that's where I'm from. So there you go out there, all you
I just like how people automatically think it's about them, and then I'm automatically talking about them.
Anyway, you're playing heel as usual. I haven't said that in a while. Harper, how you doing, man? You all right?
I'm doing great, Michael. How are you?
You got any big New Year's plans? Wildcat having a party or anything?
No. Well, no. We're supposed to be going to someone's house.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Lots of banging going on in there, huh?
I guess, yeah.
How was the Christmas party? The Wildcat Christmas party?
You should have came. We got fucking drunk and someone won a fucking those little pocket pussy things.
Mm. What?
We did like a Dirty Santa deal.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I should have came. I didn't get an invite. I never get an invite.
Because no one likes you.
Well, and you would have asked for trans. Jackass.
I sure would have. Anyway. Okay, well let's get into this thing. So again, this is episode 75. Once again, it's not numbered. You'll have to look it up by the date, which is 7/3/93 on YouTube, July the 3rd, 1993. And again, we're in week four, same venue. Real quick, I'm sure you all noticed this. Are y'all noticing this crowd thinning out, though?
Yes.
They are exiting. They are getting out of there. They're getting out of Dodge. So anyway, let's get into the show. Dutch and Bob opened the show. I don't think Dutch had any signs. I don't have it in my notes, so he must not have. I watched this about a week ago. And we got an update on Bobby Blaze's condition. I thought this was good and a good thing to do because Bobby took a real ass-whooping after his match last week. It would be hard for Bobby to compete just a few minutes later at the same TV tape. And so I thought this was good that Bobby, for once, I think since the TV title deal has started, I think this is the first time we haven't seen the Beat the Champ TV title defended on television. That was not like a special where we were recapping like one of the big shows. So, Doc, any thoughts from the opening here?
I just figured he took the $1,000 and went back to Ashland to live like a king and never to be seen again.
Yeah, you can probably live like a king there.
That's 9-10 months rent?
Well, you're making a joke, but I remember one time we were talking to Bobby. He's like, I'm not fucking living in Ashland, fucking Kentucky for the rest of my goddamn life. This is a shithole. I was like, okay, Bobby. I've never been to Ashland. I don't know if it's a shithole, but according to Bobby Blaze, it is.
I would like to advise you to maybe not go. You should probably stay out.
Okay. Harper, thoughts on the opening?
It makes it seem more realistic that he's hurt, you know?
I agree.
He because he fucking took an ass kicking.
The only other thing that I thought was, like, if they did roll him out there, it really would, you know, draw sympathy to him. Because, like, God damn, this dude's coming out to fight. So, like, I thought that. But, I mean, if you're not going to do that, I think this is fine. Yeah, you don't roll him out there. Plus, there's some other things going on in this episode that we don't know if we really need Bobby at this point in this actual episode. So, because one of the things we're told is Bob Cottle tells us we are going to hear about Tammy Fitch and her new man.
Yeah.
I did, since we don't have demographics on the city we're in, I did just look up Ashland, Kentucky, and you might want to keep your black ass out of there, pal.
That's nice, Doc.
It's 95.84% white with only 2.3% African American.
I like this place.
There's like 21,000 people too, so that's a lot of white people.
That's a lot of white people. I remember one time at my job, I was visiting Boise, Idaho.
No.
And we were on a business trip, and I got there, and I was like,
holy shit.
Like, there's not a motherfucker here that's not white. Like, I'm not, it's the whitest place on earth.
You were like, where's my people?
So, like, I got into a, like, I had a coworker who was from there, and I was like, okay, where's fucking black people at? And the coworker
I got some statistics.
Okay. Go ahead. Now, keep in mind, I want to point this out, the statistics that you're pulling up. So last time I was in Boise, Idaho was a long time ago. It was 15 years ago. It was probably like 02, 2003, somewhere around there. But go ahead.
89% white.
What's the percentage of African Americans?
1.5.
Damn.
How many people live there?
225,000.
There you go. So, like, you're walking around, there's no black people there. There's no African Americans in Boise, Idaho. Almost. There's none. I walked around a mall all day because I had nothing to do one day. And this is over the course of a weekend because I got there on a Friday and I was going to be there for a week and a half. And I was like, is there anybody here besides white folks? Anyway. Okay. So
I was a Foot Locker.
That's white folks. I mean, what are you
down? That was all white people too?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was very strange, dude. It was like, nothing but white people. So anyway, let's keep going. We go to the first match. It's the Bruise Brothers versus Jeff Daniels and Robbie Eagle. And similar to a few weeks ago, this shit goes on for a long time. As I said, 2 weeks back, this was too long for this shit. I understand why, but, you know, they basically beat the piss out of Daniels and Eagle. And this was also a chance for Cornette to plug Summer Blast doing commentary. And that's the notes that I had. Hopper, did you have anything else?
They beat the fuck out these guys.
Dog shit out of them. Beat them up. Yep. Doc, you?
I just liked it when Corny walked in the ring and grabbed the mic and looked at those two dudes and said, I wouldn't be you two punks for anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. So after that match is Cornette, Bruise Brothers, and the Heavenly Bodies promo. Here it is.
All right, Jim Cornette, the Heavenly Bodies, the Bruise Brothers, Big Killer Kyle. What a devastating group of beef, there's no doubt about it.
I want the first thing before I say anything else to these bunch of genetic defects out here in this audience, I want you to talk to the gigolo, because brother, he's got a few things to say about those Armstrong women that still keep calling.
Del Rey, okay.
You know, Scott Armstrong's girlfriend sent me a picture the other day. It would make an onion cry. And every time I think about that picture, that girl that Steve Armstrong goes out with, my stomach turns. And Bob Armstrong, every time I think of you, I even get sicker.
Let me just say this. It boils down to this. This week's Summer Blast begins. Right. The hottest season. You can see I'm sweating right now. The hottest wrestling matches and the hottest wrestling promotion in the country. The Rock and Roll Express come to an end at the hands of the Bruise Brothers. Unstoppable, unbeatable, indestructible, invulnerable. And then Scott and Steve and old man Bullet Bob Armstrong, Methuselah himself, come back for a six-man tag with the Heavenly Bodies and myself. Well, Bob Armstrong, I got no doubt that you can break my neck with two fingers.
That's not me. It just stopped. Are y'all there?
YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah, it's YouTube. Hold on.
I think it's your internet.
Is it AT&T?
I mean, I can hear y'all just fine. Very strange. I mean, literally, it just stopped. So my connection's good. I can hear y'all. Wow.
We're going to need YouTube for the next segment.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're really going to need it. So,
dude, she looks so hot.
Ugh. Hold on. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm not editing none of this shit out, too.
Why not?
Yeah, let's just take off our pants and start jacking it.
You guys are fucking idiots. All right, here we go.
Back bullet, Bob Armstrong. You've been hurt before. You can be hurt again. The heavenly bodies will take care of your boys, the fruit of your loins. And then my man Killer Kyle will always be lurking around, and he'll protect me. But one way or another, Bob Armstrong, you're not going to get the revenge that you have sought for so long at Summer Blast. I will be in that ring, but it will be to once again stand over your stinking body as it's carted off to the hospital and spit in your eye, and then dare your family to do something about it.
And the Summer Blast begins this week, man.
All right, I know we got interrupted there, but Doc, what'd you have from that?
Kyle needs a feud.
Yes, he is dying.
Yeah, man. I like Killer Kyle.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I like him better on this pass through than I did my initial pass through a couple of years ago.
I think you appreciate him more, and you've heard from Cornette talk about him and how good of a guy he was too. That helps.
Maybe.
Hey, Jimmy Del Rey better chill out. I mean, he's talking about wearing out another man's old lady, bro. He's messing with wives and old ladies. It's just like, dude, you need to chill. He needed ladies. The line is to the right. Harper, any other thoughts?
I'm going to walk into a bar tonight and just walk in and go, ladies, the line is to the right.
Dude. If that works.
You got to say that. In a freaking promo on Wildcat TV. You got to. No one's going to know where it came from. And I'll just like that, I lost Hopper. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare to edit. Doc, you still there?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm still here. And I'm going to walk out to my living room and say it to my wife. She's going to say, I'm the only one here and I don't care. But and then I'm going to tell her she's about to get the whole kit and caboodle. You're 8 inches of limp dick away from the kitten caboodle.
Oh, Jesus. It's going to be a nightmare editing this, if I even feel like
it. Well, no, just keep it going, dude. These people aren't paying for this. Why kill yourself for these people? Edit it for the patrons, but everybody else is getting this for free. So, you know, I don't really care. Let's talk about Bitcoin. It's time for my manifesto.
Okay, go ahead. While I try to get back Harper on the line.
Well, here's the thing. The root of all evil in this world starts with the corporations. They're here to service the shareholder. So unless you got some shares or something, you're pissed out of luck. So when I make fun of, you know, your job's going away, it's really because my jobs will be going away. Me and Mike's jobs will be going away sometime soon. We're all going to be slaves to the corporate masters, the corporate bookers. So the best thing you can do is to stop supporting corporations and give BTT all your money.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, this is back.
Fucking computers.
You know, bro, you actually, it's all right, Harper. We just kept it rolling and it's cool. You know, Doc, you're actually on to something with that because I saw somebody on Twitter, and this is a sidebar conversation. I'm not editing it out. I saw someone on Twitter posted that, you know, they were trying to raise money for their crowdfunding, which is basically what a patron deal is. You're basically raising money for production and your shows and whatnot. Because let's face it, YouTube, you can monetize it, but it's not really a lot. I mean, it doesn't really bring in much. And someone complained and was like, I'm getting tired of all these people begging for money. And it's like, hold on. Here's my only thing. And I'm not gonna bash anyone. How are you going to complain about someone begging? First off, they're not begging. They're asking. Secondly, a lot more work goes into podcasting than I think most people realize. To actually produce a show, to get it out there, to have it hosted on a server or some. I mean, you're trust me, there's a lot of time and money spent. And the third thing is, even if you nullify all that shit, you're fine with giving your money to someone for corporations that are becoming billionaires in these boardroom executives who, trust me, I've met some of them. They are some of the most scum people on the planet.
I work with them all the time. You know that. And they look down on not only all of you people, but they even look down on people like me. And I'm me.
Blasey puts himself over. But go back to my greater point is, so when I ask for you to become a patron, I understand this is a free service. It's free. The shows are free. But if you want to help support the show, it's a great way. We're the little guy. We're not some billion-dollar corporation. Here's the other thing. The three of us hold full-time jobs. We're not asking you to fund us and our desire to do this. We're not saying, hey, we're doing this for a living. We haven't quit. If the day comes where I can quit my full-time job to do it, I'll have to take this back. But that day is not even close to happening. Trust me on that. It's not even remotely close to happening.
What I'm trying to say is, look, there are as roughly 3 to 3.5 hours a week that the three of us have to watch wrestling, right?
That's before we record.
Before we record. Take notes, be prepared, think about this. Then Mike and I have family, so you know you're getting the side-eye look every night when you go back here to record. This shit again? Really? Wrestling podcast. I thought this was going to be over in 6 months. You know why?
Broad logic.
Because most podcasts are over in less than 6 months because there's you got to love to do it. So the thing of it is that we're now 2.5 years into this. We crank out just dedicated, never miss a show. We could just go away. I could go do other things with my time. In fact, I'm quitting. I quit.
Take that. This started off with a Bitcoin promo that you were cutting.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm losing interest in Bitcoin.
It's like PayPal.
Yeah, it's not even that. Anyway, you got your YouTube back up and working? Because I have a feeling we've just pissed off everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right. Let's hit. I'm a little stiff. I bet if I went out to the pool, I could loosen up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Let me finish off by saying this. Look, the shows are free. We're not trying to cut a promo on anyone. My point is, people that do crowdfunding and Patreon and Patreons and stuff like that, they're not begging for your money. Most of us are hardworking individuals who have careers like the three of us have and work for a living. And it's just our way of asking for a little bit of support to support the show. That's it. So if you do it, great. We thank you for that. If you don't, no problem.
Fuck you.
The shows. No, I'm not going there. No problem. We'll still keep kicking out 8 free shows a month, and hopefully you'll enjoy them all. Now, with all that said,
if people like these corporations so much and they're all into net neutrality, maybe we should just slow the stream of shows down and only go to like once a month on these Smoky Mountains.
That's nice.
Book it, bitch. Yeah, fuck that.
Well, we may not be able to do these shows the same way if this net neutrality thing happens.
That's actually true. I don't know how it's going to affect things, but we'll see.
Right. No. Well, anyway, let's go to the pool, dude.
Yeah, let's go to the pool. So we're back at it. We just heard Corny and the Bruise Brothers cut a promo there and all that good stuff. Or Corny and the Heavenly Bodies. And now we're at the segment where Tammy Fitch is going to introduce her man, her wrestler. And I want to point out something, a longtime listener of the show who is actually doing the interview here, Tommy Noe. I'm planning on having him on the flagship show at some point once this airs so he can kind of talk about some of the backstory. But Tommy is doing the interview with Tammy here, and I'll have him on the show. Who knows, he may have already been on by this point by the time you're hearing this. But as of this time, we haven't recorded with him.
Hey,
I haven't.
Tommy's a docaholic, right?
Yeah. Tommy loves the Smoky Mountain show. He's a docaholic.
No. All right. Hi, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy's cool. So let's go to it right now. This is, and I'm going to break it up into a few parts because it's like 7 minutes long. But here's the first part. Here's the first part of it. So here it is.
Tag team.
Hello, wrestling fans. This is Tommy Noy on location for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. We're here in the affluent part of Knoxville. This is where Tammy Fitch is staying at in her stay in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. She has called a press conference to announce who she will be managing in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Well, let's go to the door and see if anyone's at home. Hello, Miss Fitch.
Where have you been? You're 10 minutes late. You're holding up our swim.
Well, I'm sorry. Where's the press conference going to be held? We can go ahead and set up so it won't take long.
I guess by the pool.
Okay. Let's...
Not through the house. You're going to track mud on the carpet. Go down the back.
We're now at poolside with Tammy Fitch, and today Tammy is scheduled to reveal who she's going to be managing in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Well, Tammy?
Well, first of all, my man has a few topics he'd like to discuss, so don't bother him asking many questions, because he's not going to answer them. They'll probably be dumb anyway. But anyway, I've heard that some of these hillbillies here have been saying some bad things about me, knocking me a little bit, but then it got to me at first, but then I kind of realized that Hillary Clinton's first 100 days were just like that too. Everybody knocked her. They said she couldn't do her job. Well, now that the pieces are in place and she's settled in the White House, she's ready to govern the country. And I'm ready to become the first lady of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. So I'd like to introduce to you the next Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion, Primetime Brian Lee.
Brian Lee, I can't believe it's you!
Believe it. I told you before, I'm tired of being a big man living in a little man's shadow. Tracy Smothers, you have everything handed to you. Primetime Brian Lee never gets anything handed to him. When Tracy Smothers was cheated for the belt, what did Smoky Mountain do? They held the belt up. When Brian Lee was cheated for the belt, Smoky Mountain didn't even recognize it happened. When they put the bounty out on Tracy Smothers, Rock and Roll Express said, I'll help you and watch your back, Tracy. Tim Horton, I'll help you and watch your back, Tracy. Armstrong's, I'll help you and watch your back, Tracy. Where were they when Kevin Sullivan put the bounty on me, huh? Nowhere. Primetime Brian Lee's his own man. I was put in the hospital for 2 months, no one watching my back. Well, I'm watching it now. I won the TV title match. And what happens? Tracy Smothers jealous and sticks his nose where it doesn't belong. I had Dirty White Boy beat 1-2-3, who Tracy Smothers could never pin in 100 years. But what does he do? He comes in and tries to hog on my glory. Watch this tape and I'll show you just what I mean.
All right, so Doc, while they're showing a replay of that match where Dirty White Boy had Smothers pinned and then they reversed the decision and then Primetime Brian Lee pins Dirty White Boy to retain the Smoky Mountain Wrestling, beat the champ TV title. Any thoughts on the first part of the promo from you?
Oh, none at all.
Okay. No.
What are you kidding, man? This was awesome, dude. There's a whole lot to unpack here. First of all, let's go all the way back to the beginning where Tommy says that they're in an affluent part of Knoxville where Sonny is staying. Those look like some, I don't just throw this word out there like the two of you. Those would look like some classy apartments, huh?
I think so. Harper?
Yeah, they look decent. Yeah.
There's a pool in the back of the apartment, yeah. So I guess we're all right. I guess okay. We're pretty classy considering the area.
Sunny, when she answers the door, I'm not sure she's acting there. She seems kind of bitchy, so I don't know if she's acting. I do expect at any point a porno to break out and like Tommy Noe to transition from the microphone to the camera.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, am I wrong, Harper?
No, it does seem like that because she's wearing a robe. And she's like, nah, man, just go around the back. Don't track mud in here.
Okay. So,
and then to the wrestling part, I do like that PBL brings up real old stuff. Like he's been thinking about this for a long time.
It's been festering.
Right. It wasn't just a snap decision, knee-jerk decision. You guys have been treating, he brings up Kevin Sullivan. I mean, that's really old. That's litigating some really old stuff right there, which means it gives legitimacy to his complaints.
Yeah, he tells a good story there with that stuff. Mm-hmm. He really does. Because Hopper always says when Arn Anderson, says things that are true, it's like, what is he saying that isn't true?
It's true.
Right. He's
Everything he's saying is true. Yeah, where were they when fucking he was out?
Right. He's got a point to it all. And I mean,
where was he when Kevin Sullivan was throwing fireballs at his ass?
Yeah.
He's preaching. I mean, he's not lying. All right. Let me play now the next part of it. It's about a 30-second bite. So here it is.
Primetime Brian Lee had Dirty White Boy beat 1-2-3 real easy. And that just churned and burned up Tracy Smothers' guts. He couldn't stand it. And then later, when Primetime has his interview, I'm standing there, Tracy Smothers butts in again. I'm over there trying to tell the people how great I am, how I'm the undefeated, first undefeated, history, put that in the books, Primetime Brian Lee, undefeated TV champion. What's Tracy do? He butts in on Primetime Brian Lee's interview again. Bottom line is he's jealous of me. Remember that? American
by birth. All right, so they're now replaying, which is true. He's not lying again. Smothers comes out and interrupts him when Primetime should have his.
He's the first undefeated champ, so he's got some more legitimacy there. It's got validity. He's not just some chump.
I agree. He's the first.
Well, hold on. He's the first heavyweight champion in the promotion, and he's the first guy to go through the beat the champ and retire as the champ. So he's got a legitimate beef.
Yeah, I can't add anything to that. Hopper, you?
Like you said, it's all fucking true. Yeah, what the fuck?
Man, he should have turned sooner.
Yeah, for real. Fuck that dude.
Let's keep going. Here's the end of it at the pool.
I love it. Tracy Smothers, you're nothing but a pushover. You have $20,000 on your head. Primetime's going to get that. You have a heavyweight belt. Primetime's going to get that. And you're going to regret the day you ever crossed Tammy Fitch.
But Brian, why did you sign with somebody like Tammy Fitch?
Don't dumb yourself, boy. Did you see the 300ZX out front? That's Primetime's. House, I'm sleeping here. And believe me, Miss Tammy here knows how to take care of a man.
Oh.
Brian, it's only time for a swivel. Yeah. If we get ready, I'll be with you in a minute.
Sure, huh?
Okay. Isn't he cute? You know, you do a few favors for a man, and he'll do anything you tell him to do. I cannot wait to bring him back to Wellesley and show him off to all the girls. He's so big.
But how can you control a man like Primetime Brian Lee? I just don't understand.
Well, I don't really have a problem controlling any man.
Okay, Hopper seems like he's got some things to say. Go ahead, Hopper.
At this part, I paused it, and I went, and I...
That's real classy.
But this has a porno written all over it.
I told you.
I have no problem controlling the man. She takes the robe off with this $1 million body, and you're waiting for the music to fucking start.
Bruh. Did you hear he said he's big?
Mm-hmm. Isn't he so big?
What they should have done. Come on, Tommy. Tommy should have been standing there kind of with the microphone at a 0-degree angle. And when she took off that bathing suit, he should have brought the microphone straight Boing. Up. Yeah, like it was a dick standing at attention. That would have been awesome. I'm sleeping here. You know what that means, man. He figured out how to get a car. This is based in some reality, too, because wasn't he down there in the Smoky Mountains shacking up with every barber in town?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that he was out there busting some guts out.
Right.
And fucking know what I would love to see? His big ass try to squeeze into a 300 fucking CX. I want to see that fucking shit.
Yeah, I don't know how realistic that would be for him to fit into that. Yeah, you're right there, Hopper.
First of all, Tammy in that bikini is Yahtzee time, dude.
Dude, bro.
She's delivering the goods right there.
This is where I'm going to get some heat. She don't do nothing for me still at this point.
Oh, my God.
She looks like a fucking stick. I want a woman with some fucking curves and some ass and some titties. This broad has no titties right there.
You know what this
is? My political party is fucking titties, and she ain't got no titties right there.
You know what this is?
What?
I'm talking to Harper right now. I'm talking about you, not to you. You know what this is? Mike is such a just pathetic looking person that he has to get big broads so that he, because he's afraid they'll leave his ugly ass.
What?
So fat broads are at least appreciative of his attention.
That now, makes sense.
If he was a real down and dirty player like me and Harper, you could get any woman.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Harper loves fucking big broads too. He's fucking. He's just playing along with you. Harper likes. Harper follows some fucking Instagram site called The Curve, and it's nothing but big fucking broads. I'm talking big monster.
Why
broads.
Are you so worried and preoccupied with Harper's Instagram habits?
Because he told me he's the one that sent me the page and told me to go follow it.
That's so untrue.
It's so true. So,
if I sent you a gay porn Instagram site, would you just do it because I told you to?
Why are you attacking gay people right now? What's that
I'm
got to do with anything?
You with gay people. I'm
What's
throwing
that got
a,
to do with anything?
I'm throwing a gay
no,
guy at you.
That's not my preference, okay? My preference is broads with meat on their bones, not Tammy right here, who's maybe an A cup with no ass.
Mm.
Yeah, but I tell you, she definitely sticks out in that area.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Harper, going back to what you'd say, do you do this version of Sonny or the version of Sonny now?
I like this one.
As Sonny's been retweeting our episodes whenever I tag her in them.
I'm not even kidding. I would prefer today's version.
Farts and all, man. Right?
I mean, when all I started to take that robe Mike. Off, and I was like, damn, she looks pretty damn good in that bikini.
Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are we done with Sonny and Primetime Brian Lee for now?
I thought Primetime, it's easy to, there's a lot going on here, but I don't think that what should be lost here is that Primetime Brian Lee was really, really good in this. And probably the best we've seen him since right after he won the title last year.
Yeah, I thought he was very good here too. He really was. He was really good, and maybe it's a sign of things to come. I don't want to spoil anything as far as him as a heel, but I thought he was good here.
And maybe he's just a guy, and it's easy. Probably, you know, it's more natural for him to be a heel. We'll have to wait and see.
I can tell you from experience, being a heel is 100% easier. It's so much easier to be
and
a
it's
heel.
Funner.
And it's right. It's so fun because you have no shackles on you. You can just do and say what you want for the most part. It's fun to try. It's fun pissing people off.
So can I try being a heel on here sometime?
You try all the time. You suck at it.
No, what are you talking about? I lead the Darkaholic Army. I am the biggest. I'm Hogan to these people.
Okay, with that said, let's keep going. So I'm going to skip the local promo. I don't think there's anything there.
I thought Smothers was really good on this one, but you don't have to play it. And Armstrong came out and talked about human sacrifices, again, talking them out of the building.
Maybe so. Harper, did you have anything from it?
No.
All right.
No.
The next match is Killer Kyle versus Tracy Smothers. We finally get Kyle in here. This is a good match. I won't tell you there's anything flashy here, but Kyle is good. Smothers is good. They work well together. In the end, Smothers wins. Harper, do you have any other notes?
It's where there's no Cornette with him, right?
I don't think Cornette was out there with him. Was he, Doc?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
so, yeah, he wasn't out there.
I mean, what's up with that shit?
Nothing.
This was the fourth hour of a four-episode TV taping, and Corny was back there, you know, chilling out because he probably was in suit number three by this point because he was sweating there in the middle of the summer and he needed to drink some water so he could be hydrated, and he just didn't go out there with him.
Oh.
I don't know. Harper, Doc, anything from you?
One thing, and we've already talked about how we like Kyle. Kyle's kicks don't look so good, though.
I don't have a note on that, so I'm going to take your word on it.
Not great. Hey, not everybody's great at everything. That's okay. But boy, when Kyle no-sold that post to the head, I was like, Jesus Christ, that's an impressive looking thing.
I like the finish with the sunset flip.
Yes. Yeah.
Mainly, I just thought, and I think you said it a minute ago, this was just a good TV match.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't seen these two together. So it kind of, you know, it's new. Like, not that they're in a feud or anything, but I mean, it's you haven't
exciting
seen a lot of
exciting and new.
After their match, remember, Bobby Blaze was busted open pretty damn good last week. So they replay when Bobby won the Beats Champ TV title. They show Bobby getting destroyed last week by Dirty White Boy. We talked about that. And then here's Bobby Blaze cutting a promo.
You know, last week, I won the biggest match of my life, the biggest victory of my life. I beat the Dirty White Boy. Not only did I win the match and the TV title, I won $1,000 by beating the Dirty White Boy. Yeah, I got my brains beat out. I'm sore. You can see that. But you know what? White Boy, when I looked across that ring, I saw a champion, a world-class wrestler. You looked across the ring, you saw a joke. You saw a jerk. And you fooled around, and you goofed around, and one mistake cost you. A lot of people saying, Bobby, it's a fluke. And you know what? They're right. If we wrestled 100 times, White Boy, you'd probably beat me 99 times. And I might get my brains beat out again. But one thing won't happen. And that's Bobby Blaze will not give up. I won't quit, because I'm waiting for that one time. That one time that you're going to make a mistake. And Bobby Blaze is going to win.
Doc, thoughts on Bobby's promo?
Did you notice that beforehand, when they threw it to Bobby, Dutch was giggling at the idea of Bobby getting his ass beat. That shit was funny. Man, Bobby looks like he took a whooping.
Yeah,
he's got some makeup on his eyes for sure.
No, he doesn't.
Sure. Yeah, he does. That's makeup.
So okay, so you're saying he uses makeup here, but Magnum doesn't? I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you were saying Magnum used makeup to make it look like his head was more fucked up than what it was. I was saying no, that's not true.
Okay. Man, Bobby's voice is high-pitched back in this day, right?
It seemed like it. He looks so young, too.
Yeah.
A baby face, man.
Shit. Man, you look at him now, it's like, man, I don't want to get old.
Bobby's fucking with you.
That's real nice.
Right. Like he's that much older than you, asshole. Jesus, God.
Damn, that's depressing, too. Harper. He is... he's the underdog. Everybody likes to root for an underdog, especially these people, because they are these people in this part of the world are the ultimate underdogs.
Hopper, any thoughts from you on it?
I think a swarm of bees stung the side of his face. Why is his face so swollen?
I think it's makeup.
No, bro, the whole one side of his face is just straight up swollen.
I don't know. I see it, but who knows? Who knows? All right, we'll keep going. Yeah, whatever. Well, right after Bobby, we got Ron Wright and the Dirty White Boy. Here that is.
All right, fans, with us right now, the legendary Mr. Ron Wright and, of course, the Dirty White Boy. And this is the week, Summer Blast 93. I know you guys must be ready.
Summer Blast 93, let me tell you something. They've added an extra match in there. We've got Bobby Blaze in that thing, and I'm telling you, the rules and regulations, it's just unbelievable. I'm going to enjoy this. I may enjoy this so much it may restore my health, Bob.
Well, hey, you beat up on Blaze so bad once before.
I beat his stinking brains out because I don't like getting cheated. And that's exactly what happened when Bobby Blaze supposedly got the 3 count. Well, Bobby Blaze, let me tell you, it's real, real simple. You beat me one time, the match is over. I beat you 14, 15 times, it doesn't matter. The only way I can win the match is when you crawl out of that ring on your hands and knees and you go back to the dressing room and you tell a referee in front of God and everybody else, please, I can't take no more of the Dirty White Boy. I'll see you.
It's a Summer Blast 93.
All right, fans, we're going to be back. We'll have more action when we come back right after this.
Man, I had one thing from that, and that was when Ron Wright claims that he's going to enjoy this match so much that it'll restore his health. I mean, if that ain't some Jesus and God miraculous shit, I don't know what is. Harper, did you have anything?
I'm scared for fucking
Bobby.
Yeah, for fucking Bobby, man. Fuck.
He's going to be in a war, man.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah. Go buy a ticket. It's the only way you're going to see it.
Yeah? Yeah. Fuck.
Doc, thoughts?
I feel like Ron and Dirty White Boy are kind of wandering around now. This bounty is not going as planned, and it's just they need something to sink their teeth into.
Well, and they claim too that the bounty would have been cashed in, like I think it was like June 12th, so it's almost a month ago, and the bounty still hasn't happened. Like they haven't cashed in on it yet. They haven't paid the person off yet.
Right.
So I think we're gonna move past this shit at this point, but we'll see. Hey, again, I said it last week. I've said it a few weeks now. They're at the bottom of the roller coaster. Give them time.
Yeah.
Give them time. They really are right now. It's not bad. It's just they're at the bottom, and it's winding back up. It just takes some time. So, okay. Anything else, Doc?
No.
So next up is Chris Candido and Tim Horner. Let's give them a listen.
Fans with us right now, this young man having a tremendous amount of success in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, the Suicide Blonde himself, the WWA World Heavyweight Champion, the Suicide Blonde, Chris Candido.
Bob Cole, I'm here today on this horrible television program to announce the biggest event of the century, my promotion at WWA, the World Wrestling Alliance, and its president, the great Mr. Dennis Carluzzo, is putting on a fantastic pay-per-view event, something the Smoky Mountain never does. We got Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Mike Tyson, and myself, the world champion, in the main event, be defending the Real World Heavyweight Championship. And what is this?
You know something? I've heard just about all I care to hear about you, and half the wrestlers I know feel that way, and most of the fans. Let me tell you something. This is the way it goes. You come into Smoky Mountain Wrestling with that souped-up car tag you call a title from the WW wherever, claiming you're a champion of somebody. Well, let me tell you how it goes, pal. You want to be somebody in Smoky Mountain Wrestling? Let me tell you how it goes. You come in here and you go for the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight title. Or you go for the TV title. Or if you want to, get you a partner and go for the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title. That's the way it works, pal. If you want to be somebody here, that's the route to go. You don't bring some souped-up car tag in here and call yourself a champion.
I'm the world champion. You can't talk that way to me. I'm not scared of you. I'll wrestle you, Tim Horner, anytime, anywhere. I'm not scared. I'm the world champion.
You wrestle me? Let me tell you something. There's a ring right here, pal. We can get it on right now if you want to.
I'm not ready to warm up, but no, I didn't. Okay. I'll put a title on the line. That's right now. Right, I'll put the title. What did I just do?
Oh, my heavens. He said he wasn't warm. There goes Tim Horner toward the ring. And,
Do I got to do it now?
You got to do it now. He's going to put the title on the line, he said. Dutch. He's going to make his way to the ring. He put it up.
Okay, so, Doc, I'm going to let you chime. What thoughts on this?
WWE's having a pay-per-view?
Schwarzenegger versus Stallone.
Let's get it. Let's order it. We'll have a BTT watching party. I'll make popcorn. You bring the Hennessy.
Sure.
That was funny until Horner showed up. I like how Horner palled. He gave Candido the pal a couple of times. that hopped off the page at me. I don't understand why Horner's so hot, but they got to do something to get him paired up. So, okay. And he called the belt a car tag, which was kind of funny.
Souped up car tag.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to put Horner over too much here, but he wasn't bad. So in this part, so, and Candido then starts, chicken shitting his way out of, tried to chicken shit his way out of it, or like I made a mistake. So he's good there. I like it.
I thought actually Horner was kind of funny in this, and I when he called that belt a shitty looking souped up car tag, I thought that was kind of funny. I actually liked Horner here. Harper, what did you have?
I think this is probably the best promo we've seen him do.
I have no complaints about it. I thought he did a good job. I really
and
did.
And that belt does look like shit.
I love it.
That belt is a piece of trash, dude. It's trash.
What they should have done with that thing is, like, after a couple of weeks in, Candido's waist started turning green. And then he could deny it.
Yeah, it wasn't like it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't think about that part of it. Yeah. All right. Anything else from y'all?
Let's go to the ring, pal.
Yeah, so they go to the ring. It's Tim Horner and Chris Candido, you heard just there. During the match, Dutch and Bob are going back and forth about whether Candido was telling the truth about this pay-per-view with Stallone and Schwarzenegger on it, which is very much absurd. But then again, how would you fact-check it back then when there was basically no internet at this point in 93?
And Dutch is telling you that they contacted him, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. These two have I thought it was actually a good match. Candido tries hitting Horner with the suicide plex, but Horner blocks it and face bumps Candido. Nice spot. Soon after, Candido hits Horner with a chain and then uses the ropes to defeat Horner. Mark Curtis does see the chain after he makes the count, and then they go to commercial. Doc, thoughts on the match and, you know, what everything that happened here?
I thought this was a really good match.
Yes.
I thought Horner was actually really good here. I think for the first time, he may not win his own award. I don't know that anybody's going to get it this week. This was an enjoyable match on a show where we had a good match between Colin Smothers, and we have another good match coming up. It's like, man, this was the time when people were leaving, but there were some good matches to see. Hillbillies do everything wrong, man. Just stay and watch the match. These hillbillies.
Oh, leaving. I know where you're going. Okay.
You paid your month's rent to be there. Just stay and watch it. Where else do you have to go? Where do these people have to go that's better? They don't have to go home to get ready for work the next day or for school the next day. It's just stay there and watch the wrestling.
You're an asshole.
What?
Such an asshole. I'll go back to what you said that was positive. This was a very good match, and Horner needs to be commended for this match. Horner needs to be commended for the promo before it. You know, again, calling it a souped up car tag. The whole deal about the pay per view with Stallone and Schwarzenegger being on it, I thought was great. The discussion during the match was good. Everything was good here, and I'll just say that. Harper, anything else you can add?
It was a good match. I mean, Horner, I mean, we shit on him, but fucking he can wrestle.
I've said that from day one.
No, you didn't.
You're yes, like, I have.
You're like, this guy's the worst guy ever, man.
Nope. I always say, in the ring, very good. Excellent. Do not stick a microphone in front of his face. Usually. Anything more than 20 seconds of him talking on a microphone, you just should avoid at all costs. That's what I've always said.
Always.
Maybe not the 20 seconds part, but I've always said, good in the ring, microphone, nah, he needed a mouthpiece. All right, well, let's keep going. So, hey, did I miss something in my notes? Because, again, Candido hits Horner with a chain and uses the ropes to defeat Horner, and I feel like I'm missing something here. Mark Curtis does see the chain after he makes the count, but they go to commercial. Did they clarify that, or did they go straight to the Sullivan promo after that? That's all I have in my notes.
I have to go into Sullivan.
Yeah, that little short promo.
Yeah, so let's play that real quick. Here is Sullivan again coming to us from Japan.
Kenny Moore, the one-eyed man. We're getting closer to Summer Blast, the biggest event in Smoky Mountain wrestling history. They're bringing everything for Smoky Mountain for the Summer Blast. They're bringing a man that's going to fight me for 1 arm. I'm still here in Tokyo looking for you. You know you like the lamb being bled to slaughter. Bled to slaughter. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's not half bad.
Okay. Doc?
More insanity, but if I was Kanemura, I'd take it all real serious.
Yeah, I'd pretty much run. Hopper?
Yeah, he's going to kill him again.
He will be filleted, or yeah. He's at least insinuating that he'll be filleted here, and there's nothing more to it.
And if he doesn't, he's going to kill himself.
Yeah. After that, they go to Bullet Bob, Rock and Roll Express, and the Armstrongs. Now, I got to ask y'all opinion before I play it, or if y'all want me to play it. I'm quite sure, as I watch this episode, and remember, we're four episodes into this taping at this venue. I'm quite sure that they're just filling up time right now, because there is nothing new in this promo other than Bullet Bob is now standing in front of a wooden door in a wall with a Smoky Mountain Wrestling yellow cap on.
You don't need to play it at all. Because the note I had was more about the door than anything else. That closet door looks rickety as hell. And how did they choose that as the backdrop?
Well, you said it last week. Didn't he say something about they're just roaming around the house filming?
Yeah.
I swear that's all they're doing here. They're just roaming around the house filming.
The paneling on that closet in 1993 had been out of style for 12 to 15 years. And it popped me.
Yes. I never thought about it till you said it. It's really like they're roaming around the house interviewing Bullet Bob in front of anything and everything they can find that's different. He hasn't been in front of the same thing yet.
Next stop, the turlet.
The turlet.
I want to see him like in the kitchen. And his wife is like frying bacon or something.
He should have been like in the bathtub taking a bath and like playing with like a rubber ducky or something.
Dude, he should have been those fucking hair things on. Protecting his hair.
I believe it's called a shower cap.
Yeah,
sir.
A fucking shower cap, and he's got the brush in his back.
Does your wife wear a shower cap when she takes a shower?
No.
And
man, then you got to protect that weave over at your house, though, right?
What?
My wife does. She usually doesn't have a weave. She does the
usually.
She usually doesn't. She does right now, but yeah, she usually doesn't. Do
you buy relaxer in bulk?
No, she doesn't. She does the natural look, but she doesn't she twists it and does different things to it without the chemical. It's fucking, dude, these bitches spend more time in front of a mirror than we spend watching wrestling and cutting fucking podcasts.
There's very little.
That's 100% fucking shoot.
There's very little I don't understand more in life. Like
right.
3D physics or something is one thing, and black women's hair.
It ain't just black women.
Yeah, but it's y'all. I mean, it's not even like. It's just. I don't want to get into it. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I'm confused by it. It's like, is it your hair? Is it somebody else's hair? Is that a wig? Is it a weave? What kind of chemicals are in there? Dude, I have one thing of shampoo in the that I use sometimes.
I don't use shampoo. I don't.
You don't
hair.
Have to.
Yeah. So there you have it.
We got.
But
we
am
got
I lying one, about women, got... whether white or black, standing in front of a mirror or taking time to gussy themselves up? Like
you ever want to walk in there and go, man? You think with all the time that you'd spend in front of that thing, you'd look better, huh? And just walk out.
Dude, I'm not lying. They spend more time in front of a fucking mirror doing shit to their hair, makeup, whatever you make of it. They spend more time doing that than we do watching two wrestling shows a week and cutting audio. Telling you, they do. And Doc, you're going to see it's going to be worse because you got a little one that's going to be doing the same shit. Just watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. So we're not going to play the promo, but you're right. That was an insane thing with Bullet Bob standing in front of that door. After that, then there is a local promo. It's Cornette. It's really nothing new. He's just more hype for Summer Blast. Did you have anything from that one, Doc?
No.
Okay. It was pretty similar to last week's, right, Hawk?
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah.
All right. And then we go to a match, and you can tell by this point the people are ready to depart the building, and I think Cornette did the right thing here. It's Jimmy Del Rey versus Steve Armstrong. Armstrong comes in fired up. You know, he's fed up. He's pissed. He attacks Del Rey from the start. But I hate to say it, this show was starting to drag for me, and I knew it would end with Corny getting involved, because why resolve this thing at this point? I mean, it's pretty predictable. You're not going to resolve anything between these two or any of the teams because, well, you got Summer Blast coming up. So this thing ends with Corny hitting the ref with the racket. Dr. Tom comes out to wheel and deal on the Armstrongs, but then Scott comes out to help his brother, and then the Bruise Brothers come out, and then they're destroying the Armstrongs too. The Rock and Roll come out. It's a mixture of just melee. It's all breaking down, as Jim Ross used to say on UWF and Mid-South. Shit is hitting the fan. We go off the air. Harper, thoughts from anything you saw here, and if it surprised you or not?
It was nice to see a singles match with these two. It was a little, yes. It was something different.
Right, because they hadn't done that yet at all.
No.
Doc, thoughts from you?
Armstrong kicked out of that butt drop from the top rope, man. I thought that should have finished the match, but whatever. It was a good match. I liked it.
Yeah.
Three good matches on this show. I don't know what you're talking about, Dragon.
The ending was predictable, though. When I said Dragon, I meant that fourth time in this same venue. Like, you can only imagine at this point, it's like, all right, we got to get out of this somehow for this TV taping, and this is what we're going to do. Plus, when I said Dragon and predictable, I'm talking about the fact that you got Summer Blast coming up, so it's not like they're going to resolve anything here. Was more to the point. All right, so any other thoughts, Doc?
Mm-mm.
All right, I did disability checks first last time, Doc. You do it this week.
You did what?
Disability checks.
Oh, okay.
Did I break up? My bad. What are you giving disability checks? How many, Doc?
Well, on my version of this, the audio was off, which kind of threw me, but that's not the fault of the episode, so I tried to take that out of account here. Big angle, three good matches, picked up a little bit from last week. I'm going to go ahead and say 7.7 here.
Okay. I did 7.9, and like you said, you had a couple of real good matches, I thought, plus you had the primetime Brian Lee thing. What are you doing, Harper? Harper's going to give it a 10 just on the fact that he got to see Tammy's fucking titties and ass.
I'm going to give it a solid 8.
See?
Because of that fucking promo. I won't get her to fucking manage me.
Like, she could manage you while you manage somebody else.
Exactly.
God, I would love to see her at a Wildcat show. Mm. I'd go to that one.
I would, too.
I bet you would. That ain't all you'd be trying to book.
Come here, girl. I'll make you famous.
We love you, Tammy, if you're listening. I know you've been retweeting the episode, so thank you. All right. What about government cheese? Who are we giving our government cheese to?
Brian.
I'd be shocked if we don't give this to the same thing. Do we give it to Brian or the whole segment?
I guess the whole segment.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Doc, what do you think on it?
I think Primetime and Brian Lee and Sonny are going to have to split the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then fucking Chris Candido's got to sit in the corner and fucking watch him eat it.
Wow. That's not right.
What?
Oh, man.
That's not right. Damn. Man, we've said this before. When you hear the stories about her and Candido in WWE, fuck. Did anybody get done more wrong, Doc, than that dude?
Mm-mm.
I mean, whatever, that dude,
that dude's old lady was getting banged, and he just...
But the thing is, bro, you feel bad, but then it's like, bro, you set yourself up, man.
Mm.
But what was he going to do? I mean, he'd have lost his spot. That was the whole thing. I think that's why he was like, felt like he was stuck between a rock and a hard place. While his wife got the hard place.
What?
I'm just saying, bro. It's a fuck. It's just so bad when you think about it. Anyway, all right. I don't know. I'm ready to get out of here. But we do need to talk about the referral link. tinyurl.com/BTCAmazon. Give it to your wives, girlfriends, anybody in your family that does shopping. Use those Christmas gift cards, holiday gift cards, whatever the hell you call it. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTCAmazon. It's a great way to support the show on an ongoing basis. Check out our patron link. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTCPatron. Doc tried to cut a promo earlier on it, but in all seriousness, become a patron. Great way to support the show. You get extra content. You get a chance to come on the show, all that good stuff. And the Hall of Fame patrons, thank you. At Dan N E I W L S R E Miller 39, at Justin underscore Andretti, at J Shiny 21, at Natural Hacksaw, at Thin Man Within, Slider 91 US, at Chip Daddy 32, at USC 49ers Dodger, Gerald Green III, at T Hog 94, at SV Pageant, at Martin Howell 71, at Tim and Richie, Coleman 822, at Gobbled Unreal, at Unconvinced Ray. Thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons. We appreciate it. Your support actually does a great service to this show. 5-star reviews on iTunes. Doc, what do you have to say about that? Anything?
What?
That's what I thought.
I was falling asleep. You were begging, and I zone out.
Make sure you give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Hardbody Harper's at CJH. Who dat? Check out the link in the show description. The Pro Wrestling Tee store is there, along with the Tee Public store and the Corporate Wrestling Sucks Tee, which is a relatively new t-shirt within the last month or so. And then lastly, check out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with my buddies, the Kingpin, Brian Malonis, and Mike Crockett, doing their things. Every single, I think it's just Mondays now. One show a week. They do a lot of classic stuff. They've got a lot of great interviews with people like Warbeard Hanson, so make sure you check it out. Doc, anything else before we get out of here?
Can we go?
Yeah, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties, but guess what? I am not editing that shit out. It is there. Fuck it. It's there. It ain't getting
nice.
Editing out.
Real professional. I know. You want people to give you money. Begging for money. It's the kind of product that you put out.
Well, what happened was your internet dropped, so you got kicked off, and that got us off into a sidebar.
lingering effects from Katrina.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, Harper, hit the tagline and take us home, pal.
Book it, bitch.